Zelensky, brother. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. November 6th, 1905. Dr. Zelensky, I received your short and good letter. I thank you for writing me, and I am so much pleased with the excellent letter written by Dr. Winiger Simpson. You are in the place, I believe, where you should be, in connection with Dr. Simpson and her husband. Your reports are very cheering, and I am hopeful that the sanitarium will answer all that we expect, because our trust is in the Lord. He is our power and our efficiency and our strong helper. I know that you can cultivate the talent of influence religiously, and we are praying most earnestly that the Lord will make that sanitarium a success. I am called out to urge our people to seek the Lord most earnestly. Last night, I was passing through scenes of great and fearful interest. I was called from my sleep to arouse. The words came, "The Lord Jesus cares for you and his people." Outside the building, there was a large multitude, and this angel had aroused the believers in the house and was telling them, "Haste ye to the mountains. I have a prepared path for you." The word was, "You have no time to lose." A door was opened in a cellar, and there was a passage to go out underground and leading out to the mountains. I cannot give any description of the matter, for I was surprised. But the messenger was an angel of God, and this scene was acted before me as a scene of living reality. And words were spoken, "The churches are asleep." I can remember no more, but I could not sleep after that, for it was 12 o'clock, and I dressed and have been writing and searching for the message the Lord has heretofore given me. It is night now. What a day I have had of intensity, of consideration! Now, my brother, I have that hope and that confidence in the intelligence of your mind, that your heart, mind, and soul will see the necessity of such an institution as that you are in, and that you will make every effort religiously to leave an excellent impression upon the mind of every soul that you come in connection with. The Lord has had a care for you, and he still has a care for you, and he will be to you your stronghold if you will put your trust in him and work out your own salvation with the power and grace of Christ. We will pray for you, and the Lord will give you grace. It is becoming daylight. I close this short epistle with my earnest love for your soul. I will send you Ministry of Healing. I do not have one here, but shall have soon.